This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, November 20th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Early Rain Covenant Church Pastor Wang Yi has been in custody since December 9, 2018. He is expected to officially start his trial soon. However, the Chinese government recently fired Wang's lawyer and has yet to appoint a new attorney for him, prompting the presumption that he will therefore be forced to represent himself at trial, reports International Christian Concern. Please pray for Pastor Wang and the other members of the Early Rain Covenant Church who are currently imprisoned. Nguyen Minh Thinh, a 43-year-old Christian music teacher in Vietnam, was sentenced to 11 years in prison on charges of, quote, propaganda against the state, end quote, in Vietnam's North Central Province, reports International Christian Concern. Authorities arrested Thinh on May 29th over posts made to a Facebook account that Thinh claimed he was not affiliated with. On September 17th, police officially closed the investigation and set a court date for a month later. On November 17th, Thinh officially was sentenced by the courts. Last year, Vietnam passed a cybersecurity law that would require social media sites to remove any content requested by the government. With at least 128 political prisoners in jail, approximately 10% were jailed over alleged Facebook posts. Christian talk show host Michael Brown made a Christian appeal to Chick-fil-A after the restaurant chain revealed that they would no longer financially support the Salvation Army and Fellowship of Christian Athletes, which are two groups that call homosexuality a sin. Brown wrote, quote, "As a leader in the church and speaking on behalf of many followers of Jesus, I am submitting this appeal to the ownership and management of Chick-fil-A. Please, do not cave into LGBT activists and their allies. Please do not capitulate to the pressure of the radical left. Please do not throw the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and the Salvation Army under the bus. Please reverse your decision to no longer fund these important Christian organizations." End quote. Brown asked, quote, "Do you remember when millions of Christians stood with you when the radical left called for a boycott of your fine company? Do you remember when they turned the boycott into a boycott? These same Christians are scratching their heads today. They are wondering why the company they love so much now feels the need to satisfy the demands of people who despise many of the common values we hold dear. Why cater to the haters? Do you think they will hate you less?" End quote. Acts 5 verse 29 says, "We must obey God rather than man." You can express your disappointment with Chick-fil-A in three ways. First, call their headquarters at 866-232-2040. That's 866-232-2040. Secondly, you can sign a petition urging Chick-fil-A to reverse their decision, which we have linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. But most importantly, consider making a special trip to the local Chick-fil-A near you. Ask to speak to the manager and politely explain why you object to Chick-fil-A's decision. The top industry group for U.S. Airlines predicts that the Thanksgiving Day travel period will break records, reports TheHill.com. A record 31 million passengers will travel on U.S. airlines globally over the upcoming period. That total represents 3.7% more people than 2018 during the same travel period. And finally, in less than 24 hours, rapper Kanye West's Jesus is King Sunday service concert at Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas, has been viewed more than 1 million times on just Facebook alone, as the event continues to draw high praise, reports the Christian Post.
I know that God's been calling me for a long time, and the devil's been distracting me for a long time.
One of those distractions was pornography, which he was exposed to at the tender age of 5. In a prior interview, West said, quote, "Playboy was my gateway into full-on pornography addiction. My dad had a Playboy left out at age 5, and it's affected almost every choice I made for the rest of my life from age 5 to now, having to kick the habit. It just presents itself in the open like, it's okay. I stand up and say, you know, it's not okay." End quote.
When I was in my lowest points, God was there.
Psalm 139 verses 7 through 10 asks, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast." He explained that we need to be as bold for Jesus as the world is for its corrupt values.
We get constant advertisements for strip clubs and other things like that. But then we bring up the name of Jesus, we're told to be quiet, quiet that down.
Kanye West made it clear who is the real superstar.
I was a superstar, but the only superstar is Jesus.
Franklin Graham gave his reaction on Fox and Friends Monday morning.
I always like it when God works in a person's life and changes them. And Kanye is a life that's been changed by the power of Almighty God. And it was his faith in Jesus Christ. I'm just thrilled with what's happened in his life. Who would have thought that he would have been in a church? And who would have thought a year or so ago that God would be using him to touch another generation of young people with the gospel of Jesus Christ?
And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, November 20th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.